Well, it's great to be back. The conspiracy to create a one-world government on this planet continues, and Cloak and Dagger is all about the New World Order and following them, and discovering a method of observing their invisibleness, and that's going to be the fun part of the show. And we welcome Bob Dobbs to the show to continue that exploration. How are you doing, Bob?
I'm ready, Lenny, and I'm ready to be sober. I'm disgusted with James B. I hope I don't run into him when I'm in Toronto next time.
Well, I think he's a bit of a wuss for backing out on us when we needed him, but, you know, some people are just a little bit yellow.
Yeah, well, in the last week, it's been a very busy week, and Aaron Brown on CNN has continued with his big distraction exercise. And, of course, he's looking more and more like a war correspondent, sort of like a new Walter Cronkite.
Please explain what he's talking about so everyone out there knows what you're doing there.
Everybody who's been watching CNN this week or at all knows Aaron Brown. He's the late-night guy. And he's been continuing to distract America's attention from what's really going on. And we're going to cover what's really going on tonight, because on the first hour, Deep Throat, we have Len Horowitz.
Dr. Len Horowitz.
Dr. Len Horowitz.
Smart man.
And everybody who wants to know anything about him can go to the internet, Cloak and that's mojoradio.com, and click on the right-hand side down below on the Cloak and Dagger link, and you can get to see Len's bio. But Len basically fell into a government cover-up and is going to talk about AIDS as a military weapon, and it's going to be exciting for the first hour, so stick around. And then on Video Dave's segment, Bob, we're going to talk about your Android meme idea, and we're going to prove it by showing a clip from 2001 A Space Odyssey.
Yes, that's when the Android meme started, in the late 60s.
Perfect.
And then Alex Jones is back because he was so amazing last week. We've never had more phone calls.
And Alex Jones is back specifically because he's going to brief us on Bohemian Grove, which is where the world leaders have their satanic rituals, and we're going to talk about that. And he snuck in there, and he did a videotape, and when you go to his website, you'll be able to order it. So it's going to be a busy, pretty busy night. We're looking forward to it, so stay tuned. And
Now, do we want to go over to Sleeper? Do we want to talk to Sleeper?
Well, first of all, we want to congratulate Sleeper. The beginning parts with the 9/11 is all Sleeper's, and it's a terrific beginning there,
Sleeper. So we need to clean your brain,
yeah.
Sleeper. Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, no problem.
How's the internet making out? Because I just want to remind everybody who's inside us is that this is a live radio show. We're live here at Mojo, and it's a live internet show. And since radio is a unisensory medium, we're going to fill in your other senses by going to the internet. If you're in the car, just hang on to your hats and listen to the show. But for those at home, you can get us on the internet, the great global slideshow, and you can follow along right there, and we fill in the senses.
Mojoradio.com. Click on the Cloak and Dagger on your right-hand side of the screen.
Yeah, well, the site is actually updated as the show goes on. So if the topic, if we go off topic, it's going to show up on the site within minutes for people who are following from home.
That's
not
what
from home. Those that are inside us, which is everybody that's listening.
All the discarnate bodies. So you brought up a piece of business. Am I to eradicate James from cyber existence now? Is that?
Well, we don't know if he's coming back or not, but he was very freaked out by how accurate Alex was, and he didn't feel it was a very safe show, and, you know, I guess he's a guy who doesn't keep exactly a low profile.
He's not targeted for erasure yet.
Well, I asked Nelson what happened to him, and Nelson didn't hear from him.
Yeah, I would take his name off the website. For now.
That can be done as we speak.
There you go. We're going to eradicate. Not that we wish him any ill. He put us on the air in the first place. It's just that he got scared. That's all.
Lenny, did you catch what I put up for my report this week? Did you catch the quote?
Yes, I think the quote's terrific. It's all about, actually, if everybody goes to, the quote is about how the electric environment are live environments in the full organic sense, which is what we're going to be talking about at the with the Video Dave on the HAL 9000 spot. Right, Bob?
Yes, the important point is that when they started in the 70s with Saturday Night Live, and they said, live from New York, everybody thought the content was live, but they don't understand that the form television is live in relation to books and newspapers. The form itself, regardless of the content, is live.
Yeah, the media has become alive. It's a living animal, eh?
Yes, it's an organism that reflects our general living sense of consciousness, and that's what television began.
Well, just to, that's a good bottom up, and to give you a top down to throw at you, Bob, today's Toronto Star had a front page article about how the CIA is recruiting spies. And so all those people who are out there who are spies, we know they're listening to the show. We suggest you call in and let us know what it's like working out in the cold or out in the field. Basically, we've been saying for a long time that ever since the election, we've heard from our spies that ever since the American election, most of the black intelligence community has bailed out, and the proof of it is that article in the Star today, Bob.
Yeah, I think a lot of people after September 11th realized that my concept and expression Android meme was accurate, and when they realized that spying was engaged daily through advertising in the Poltergeist, they realized how obsolete their work was because they weren't able to protect the Americans from the bombing, so what were they monitoring? They realized it was obsolete. So the call for spies is a ridiculous red herring.
And I like your Poltergeist, just so everyone out there understands. You didn't say there was a ghost. You said it's a Poltergeist.
Exactly.
Well, this week it's been an exciting week watching what's going on, and CNN's been doing a wonderful job distracting everybody from what's really happening. And, of course, the falsehood brigade of Robertson and Mansbridge continued with their corporate press release operation, and all the facts they reported were mostly false this week. So it was a great distraction from what's really going on, which is the oil grab now underway in Africa, and we can talk about that in the second hour. Right, Bob?
Well, it's interesting when you're using the phrase what's really going on. Let's remember that not anything is going on. They're trying to show you what is real, and it has no irreality to bounce off. That makes it unreal. So we don't have any sense of what's going on.
And I find this all surreal, but we're coming back with Len Horowitz. Bob Dobbs, we have a call here from Toronto. Would you like me to take it?
Exactly.
All right, let's go over to Steve. Thank you for calling.
Hi, sir. How are you doing?
Very good.
You have heard of the electronic funds transfer system that the New World Order is going to implement?
Yes.
Okay. To implement it, they will have to, like, ID us, give us this computer chip in our hands or some part of our body. What is this computer chip? If it's not the mark of the beast, then what will it be? What is it? What will you call it?
I don't think the chip is a big issue. I think we're already fully being imprinted by a wave that comes off the satellite and some other interesting technology that includes being able to see right through the Earth, to use the cyclic waves within the Earth grid and to control it and actually control time and do zap us. We had a wave come through in August, and you'll see lots of movement in people, lots of adjustments going on. A lot of people are intuiting unconsciously and consciously that it's happening. What I mean by people intuiting unconsciously is that their bodies are responding. So I think this is the collective mind control, emotion control that's going on already. I think the chips may not be necessary.
That is so good. Thank you for answering that question. And now let's get to Len Horowitz. For those of you who don't know Dr. Len Horowitz, he's one of healthcare's most captivating motivational speakers. You can read all of this on our website. He's gotten all kinds of degrees. He's been at the University of Rochester, for a master's, Harvard, Beacon College. You've been everywhere.
Hi, Lenny. How are you?
Good. Welcome to the show, Len.
Well, thank you so much.
It's cool. And you're on with Bob Dobbs. And
hi, Bob.
Hello, Len. I met you in August 18th, 1999, at UFO Congress in Mesquite, Nevada.
Oh, wonderful. Great to join you again.
Yes, it's good to have you, and I'm really interested in your update.
Yeah, Len, we'd like you to update the whole situation with regard to AIDS as a military weapon and with regard to all the other biological military weapons that we've heard so much about, things like anthrax, et cetera. Why don't you take it away and bring us up to date?
Well, I think the hot news buttons right now is West Nile virus, smallpox, anthrax, and they join AIDS, I guess, as the plague du jour. The AIDS pandemic is well controlled. It's killing precisely the number of people that they expected it would and had intended it to. Again, I guess for people who have never heard this type of talk before, in the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola, Nature, Accident, or Intentional, we published back in 1998, and we showed the contracts under which these types of viruses were bioengineered by the Army's six top biological weapons contracting firm called Litton Bionetics. They're a medical subsidiary of a mega military weapons contractor called Litton Industries. And recently, I guess to bring you up to date, the United States General Accounting Office had done a bogus whitewashing of an investigation that had been asked by representative from Ohio, Traffic Kant, who is currently in jail, and according to many authorities who have been following this whole issue, he was jailed largely and persecuted largely because he was the one in Congress who pushed for the investigation of the man-made origin of HIV/AIDS. And again, it linking to the, what was called the Special Virus Cancer Program. And interestingly enough, I just spent the weekend in Denver, Colorado, and one of the other speakers here was Boydette Graves, who is the attorney who pushed Traficant to move for this investigation. And the two of us actually see eye to eye on this issue. We're both looking at this as genocide. We're both looking at the Special Virus Cancer Program as the principal program in which this type of scourge was created, and that it really goes beyond the single virus, HIV. It goes into collaborating viruses and or germs. One is called mycoplasma.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really the agent that causes all the symptoms of AIDS. It causes the flu-like illness, the upper respiratory flu that so many people have gotten over the last few years, the one that won't quit, that multiple antibiotics can't effectively treat. It's mycoplasma, and it's also responsible largely for what's called Gulf War Syndrome. That plus some chemical weapons that were used that were produced, just like today we're looking at the West Nile virus pesticide sprayings. This is a whole industry. We're really looking at the petrochemical, pharmaceutical, military, medical cartel, and they create the biological weapons in their labs. They release them one way or another, largely through contaminated vaccinations, and then they end up making vast fortunes off of humanity's suffering when people come down with chronic illnesses like Gulf War Syndrome, like AIDS, and if they don't have an illness like that, like, for example, the West Nile virus, they're making a lot of money off of the pesticide spraying programs. And we believe that the pesticide spraying programs now being pushed all across the United States, allegedly in the wake of the West Nile virus being determined to be in mosquito populations.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in, again, Colorado today, and the front page in the Colorado Denver Post says the same thing, that now they're discovering the West Nile virus in mosquito populations here, and it will necessitate pesticide sprayings. The issue is really well dealt with in the most recent book we published called Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare, that came out 3 months before September 11th. So when you think of the title, it wasn't that we were simply a Johnny-come-lately following up the, you know, the fright of September 11th. Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare was in the bookstores 3 months before September 11th and goes into the white-collar terrorists that fund the bioterrorists, that fund the Al-Qaeda and various other factions, and ultimately are pushing forward a globalist agenda in which what's called non-lethal warfare is simply taking the place of traditional military warfare, which the economies have been based on military expenditures for literally centuries. And what's happened in the 21st century, based on the report from Iron Mountain that called for a change towards world peace and the New World Order, a substitute would be a form of slavery using pharmaceuticals and chemicals in which populations would not know they were enslaved.
Yeah, Len, so what we're talking about here is, to be a little bit short, is really what we're talking about is designer genes and designer diseases. Is that not it? The oligarchy is designing diseases?
Yes, absolutely. And I really love what your last guest had to say regarding the electromagnetic frequency capabilities from Star Wars weapons, you know, space-based weapons, satellite systems that have the capacity to put out specific electromagnetic frequencies to control not only just behavior and attitudes and thoughts of people, but actually complete psychotronic warfare and population control, including depopulation through the use of electromagnetic frequencies, triggering even the genetics of certain races that they've now been able to determine genetically have predispositions to diseases, not just with viruses, but with electromagnetic frequencies.
Yeah, this is the zombification of the society and the control of minds from satellites.
That's right. And that, again, is a large topic covered in the book Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare.
Lynn, I have a question. I understand that you warned the Pentagon or some authorities before September 11th about the prospects, and you basically predicted September 11th. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, well, I actually did, and a colleague of mine did. His name is Dr. Garth Nicholson, and Nicholson is the man who is really the premier researcher who fingered the mycoplasma agent as being intimately connected to Gulf War Syndrome. He's a world-class virologist. His wife, he, and both involved intimately in cancer virology and in mycoplasma research, and that Garth had actually, after I came out, and it was an obvious scam to me, when I saw this, I knew. In fact, within 48 hours of September 11th, I had on our website, www.tetrahedron.org, the 26 reasons why Osama bin Laden didn't do it alone, if he did it at all, paper. It's still up there. You can still go to see it. It's in the Apocalypse Prevention Project on the publisher's website, which is tetrahedron.org. And so that's not, I can't claim that I urged the Pentagon to be aware. Garth Nicholson did. I urged the FBI 1 week before the anthrax mailings that they had a major anthrax scam about to unfold, and they better get on the major corporations that were producing the anthrax antibiotic Cipro, which is the Bayer Corporation, and the anthrax vaccine maker Bioport, and their colleagues that produced the smallpox vaccine, which is Aventis, Acampus, or Oravax, which is the same company that produces the West Nile virus vaccine, not by a coincidence, as being just hideous genocidalists who literally will stop at nothing to not only make a buck, but serve the royal family of England and the German banksters in depopulating this planet. You know,
and this is really their this is really what they've done for years, which is create the disease in order to offer the cure, in order to sell it and make a lot of money.
Let's go to Peter in Niagara Falls. Thank you for calling, Peter.
Hi. I wanted to ask Dr. Horowitz, excuse me, if he's heard of electromagnetic weaponry being used to spread viruses, and is there a possible way to protect yourself from it?
Yes, the issue is, I mean, interesting, everything is associated with frequencies. Viruses, bacteria, in fact, in Death in the Air, we show you that some of the principal microbes that have been associated with the chemtrail sprayings from mycoplasma, as well as Pseudomonas, Aeruginosa, as well as anthrax, have a mean frequency of actually 666 hertz.
And, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's very interesting. But the concept which really excites me even more is what your question is, what to do about it. And the technology that's been suppressed dealing with the Royal Raymond Rice frequency generators and the electromagnetic frequencies, there are so many now therapeutic tools that we could use, as well as protective devices that are being developed. And at this conference, actually it was called the Global Wings Conference, it just finished today in Denver, there were a lot of people here who had a lot of different devices. We in Northern Idaho have been making use of Bruce Tanio's Concerto. It is a device that flips the frequencies, the aberrant negative detrimental frequencies that are coming into your home from any source, whether it's a satellite or whether it's your own television screen, and it has the capability of protecting you. And so I would urge people, if they're interested, they can check that out on a website called Healthy World Distributing, healthyworlddistributing.com. And they also have a number of my books and tapes and some of the nutritional products I recommend on that website. But look for Bruce Tanio's Concerto. A fellow by the name of Slim Sperling has a great new defensive weapon for the people against these electromagnetic frequency devices. Colleagues of mine are working with Slim. There's been a number of people that are actually volunteering now to take one of these devices into a place somewhere in their own neighborhoods. We're looking for about 35 to 40 of these set all across North America, and they have the capacity to literally blow holes in the military industrialists Star Wars weaponry from space. And unfortunately, what's happened is some people who have been deploying these singly, because they produce a hole in the electromagnetic fields generated from space that the devil doers don't like to see, they send out black helicopters, actually, and they basically track down where these units are. Ultimately, though, if we had 40, 50, 60 of these pop up, it would give, you know, it would put a large burden, you know, a real good ranch, monkey ranch to their, you know, and so that's what we're really looking to do. So your answer to your question is, it's highly relevant. Yes, indeed, viruses, genetics can be activated. In the book Healing Codes, we believe that, and we've advanced the concept that the mad cow disease protein prion agent, it's a crystal, we know that, and the authorities say they don't know what makes it become the pathogenic protein crystal that suddenly begins to blow holes in your brain and cause dementia called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Well, we advanced the notion back in 1999 based on research in France and other experts that it is the electromagnetic frequencies that suddenly shift that agent. And then more recently we've learned that three of the five top Nobel Prize winners in the field of medicine have determined that your DNA actually are electromagnetic frequency signaling transmitters and receivers. And so they call it photon phonon emission for intercellular communications for cellular upregulation. That's all a fancy way of saying that your DNA is virtually a transmitter and an antenna to God, and that you take in the frequency signals from the universe, and unfortunately when that beautiful harmonic frequency of God's love is violated by the electromagnetic frequencies from starboard-based weapons systems and the high technology putting out these frequencies, ultimately your DNA is harmed, and your cells receive really, you know, a foreign radiation that is detrimental.
That's
this
amazing.
Is incredible. Listen,
let me
do a quick
man.
Recap. I have to do a recap here because this is incredibly important. And for people who just joined us, you are tuned into Mojo Radio AM 640, but this is Cloak and Dagger. This is a very dangerous show, and the information that I've just heard, Dr. Horst, this was amazing. How you just answered that question and gave us more information than I ever expected to hear. I would like to go to another call, if I may. I'd like to go over to, we have a call from Bill. Hello, Bill. Welcome to Cloak and Dagger.
First things first, where the hell is my buddy James? James Bay. Where the hell's James?
Oh, he's the producer. He's our ex-producer.
Show.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Yeah.
Where the hell did he go?
Well, we got a question for Len.
Yeah, we have questions for Len, or else we've got to go.
Well, first question, the AIDS virus. How the hell can you use that as a military weapon?
How can you use that as a military weapon?
Well, it's not a good bioweapon for standard biological warfare, obviously, because it kills too slowly. It's being used by these devil doers as a population-reducing agent. And according to two CIA directors, Richard Helms and William Colby, testifying before the United States Congress, both of those previous CIA directors credited Henry Kissinger as the man who... The buck stopped in concerning the direction of the top secret MK Naomi biological weapons program for the CIA. And the fact is that Kissinger was the man who virtually ordered the development of the AIDS-like and the Ebola-like viruses during his tenure as National Security Advisor under Richard Nixon beginning in 1969. At the same time, he was penning National Security Memorandum 200 that called for... in response to past Governor of Texas, George H.W. Bush, before he became CIA director in the early 1970s, he was Governor of Texas, and he had stood up before Congress and said virtually, just in a nice diplomatic way, that the black people of Africa and the third world countries are going to take over the globe unless we get rid of them. And so he urged the production of policy to reduce third world populations. Kissinger then in 1969 began penning National Security Memorandum 200 within months of Bush's statements, and that as a result he published it in 1972, about the same year that the AIDS type viruses were completed by Litton Bionetics under the direction of Dr. Robert Gallo, who more than a decade later was credited for having discovered the AIDS virus. He actually helped to create these types of viruses over a decade before, in the early 70s, upon this urging and apparent direction from Kissinger.
Now, Len, was he connected with Otrag Corporation? And maybe you could go in a little bit into that, the companies and the people behind the development, some more lower levels after Kissinger.
Well, that's a name, Otrog, that very few people bring up. You must have read the book Emerging Viruses, AIDS and Ebola. The company was literally a Nazi-run organization that was funded by the United States government, and specifically Kissinger during his tenure funneling money to Mobutu, who was the dictator in the Congo. It was called Zaire back in those days. These people set up shop. The Nazis, literally those brought in during the V2 missile project, like von Braun and others, his colleagues, were brought in to run a space-based program that had affiliated with the medical facilities in the same region, very close to northwest Uganda, mm-hmm. which is the source for not only the Ebola virus, mm-hmm. But also the West Nile virus. And apparently, through the manipulations that this Otrog Corporation, which the directors of which were intimately connected to Boeing as well as NASA, had set up some missile technology there, and as well as medical research, and Mobutu, for $250 million, gave them the capacity to utilize about 25,000 square miles, including about 750,000 African villagers in their experimentations. And that was that's a subject that really should be investigated. It deserves its own investigation by the United States Congress.
Now, we have some other questions here, so I think we should get to some of our callers again. Cloak and Dagger, Mojo Radio, on air at mojoradio.com. If you want to send in an email, we will read some of those in just a moment. But right now, let's get over to Howard. Howard, thank you for calling.
Hello, it's Howard.
Hey, Howard, you have a question for Len.
Yes, Howard. Yes, Dr. Horowitz. I've got the mutant canine parvovirus. It's pretty well disabled me for 20 years. And I told you in 1980 that they were selling the live one here. And the dead killed virus in the States, you said it doesn't make any difference. I wonder if you could update us on this virus. I spoke to a virologist late in the winter. And he lectures parvovirus, but he doesn't even know the canine form.
Well, since I've spoken with you last, we put out a book in 1999 in the year 2000, called Healing Celebrations, Miraculous Recoveries from Ancient Scripture, Natural Medicine, and Modern Science. And actually, I'm coming to Toronto, I believe the date is October 5th, to present a full-day workshop for people who have got various infections. Now, I wonder whether you've received the information on that. If not, I'll give you a website to go to.
And it's give us the website.
Okay, it's www.healingcelebrations.com. Healingcelebrations, that's plural, .com. And there I go into a five-step program that, working with naturopaths across North America, we have found that the following five steps can be helpful for all of these viral infections and even cancers. If you want to get rid of and reverse cancers, cure arthritic conditions, cure chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction, basically you want to focus on, number one, detoxification. Number two, changing your body's chemistry, making it more alkaline. In fact, just that one tip should help tremendous numbers of people. If you change your body's chemistry, making more alkaline, raising it from about, in the area, typically we should be operating from 7.3 to 7.6 pH, but unfortunately we're not drinking enough alkalized water and eating enough alkalized foods. So if you want to increase, and we're actually acidifying our bodies by drinking the water that's being given to us and polluted with fluoride and chlorine and toxic metals and pesticides, and as well as caffeine, nicotine, sugar, alcohol, pharmaceuticals, lots of red meats, those are the other major lifestyle risks that turn your body to become acidic. And it's in the acidic state that the bacteria, viruses, fungus, yeast, as well as cancer cells grow. They can't do well, if at all, if you simply change your body's chemistry. So that's one of the most important things that I can recommend, and I do go into in greater detail. Yeah, and so step two. Step three is boosting immunity, because you're immune compromised with these viral infections, and parvovirus can do that. You want to boost immunity naturally and holistically. That includes physical, mental, emotional, social, environmental, and above all, spiritual. Step four and five, we highly encourage people who are sick and ailing to go right into. People who are okay, people who are healthy, should be doing steps one through three today anyway.
Terrific. But this is great, unbelievably terrific information.
We have one more point
behind the cloak. Go ahead.
Yeah, you got number five for us before.
Yeah, step four and five is oxygenation and bioelectric therapies. And again, we're finding miraculous healings associated with oxygenation and putting more oxygen into your system every way possible.
Well, Dr. Horowitz, I'd like to ask Sleeper, who's in a virtual space right now, to add healingcelebrations.com onto our links for today's show. Bob Dobbs, I did want to allow you this follow-up question because it's all your show and this is all in service of Bob, but I do also want to let you know that we have a lot of people on the phone. So, Bob, go for it.
Len, were you aware that President Bush, one of his first acts after September 11th, was to require that none of the employees in the Bioport factories in the United States talk to the press?
Yes, I was. Isn't that something?
Yes. All right, take a caller.
Wow, that's quite amazing that you both just said that, as if everybody would know that. That's delicious.
Well, it's the first thing he did, Dietzel. He singled out that plant as the first precaution for the post-terrorism war.
Wow. He knows something. We've got Ray on the phone. Ray, thank you for calling.
Hello.
Go ahead, Ray.
Hello, Bob.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say...
You have to stop eating if you're going to talk on the radio. It's not polite.
I didn't expect you so soon. Yes, hello, Bob. It's so good to see Bob back into the airwaves again.
And you have a question.
Yes, Mr. Horowitz, I'm curious. I'm sure you're aware that soy has become the so-called perfect source of vegetarian protein, and meanwhile, hemp has been suppressed for, I guess, 50 years or more, being part of the cannabis conspiracy against it. Meanwhile, soy has been made the source of vegetarian protein, and they're basically giving us this denatured, fractionated form, which isn't even healthy. Are you still with us, Mr. Horowitz?
I am.
Yeah, I'm finding it, as we're further and further surrounded in soybeans and cornfields that are genetically engineered, I'm just finding that one conspiracy that's going on in our rural backyard.
Well, let me just add to your knowledge and your accurate description of the conspiracy in the soy industry. You know, it's been the manufacture of soy, and a lot of the naturopaths that I work with now are finding that soy milk and soy products are responsible for a plasticization of the gut, so that people can't absorb the nutrients out of their foods any longer. Their internal lining of the guts have turned plastic because of the genetically engineered soy products. The entire soy industry was virtually controlled and now manipulated by a couple of the major global chemical companies, the Monsanto, as well as the a couple of the others that have a monopoly on the soy now, the big globalist organizations, and that they have also been deriving, apparently, the vitamin E, which used to be natural vitamin E, that was largely derived from wheat germ, apparently has come from soy, and the entire vitamin E industry has become regulated, and the price of vitamin E, of natural good vitamin E, has skyrocketed dramatically. So Archer Daniels is the other one. It's Monsanto and Archer Daniels that have been manipulating the entire soy industry. Those people are hideous, and I I agree with you. I believe that this is a whole conspiracy. My own children, we wouldn't feed them any soy milk anymore. We've, of course, stopped dairy years and years ago, but now my children take rice milk, and that's about it. I can only recommend virtually rice milk and goat's milk today.
Wow, that's great. Now, we have more calls. Let's try to go over to John in Toronto. Thank you for holding.
Yes, I'd just like to congratulate what you guys are doing. I really appreciate it because it's been enlightening me, and I've been enlightening other people in my community.
Great, thank you. Every Sunday.
One question. Can I get the spelling for Android Mean, please?
Android Mean.
Android
Mean. Over to Bob Dobbs. Could you please explain Android Mean?
Yes, it's A-N-D-R-O-I-D. Both D's as in David. And then M-E-M-E. Android Meme.
A-N-D-R-O-I-D. ID. Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
Keep the good work.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah, Len, Lenny Bloom here in Toronto. Len, is there any truth to the fact that the White House was already, that had the White House staff, including the president, immune and protected by Cipriol weeks before the September 11th attack?
Yeah, that's true. But, you know, I believe that that may have actually been propaganda, too. Those guys are smart enough to know that that's a toxic antibiotic, largely untested. It was a whole Cipro scam. The anthrax mailings, in fact, I don't know if you know this, but we do have on the website at the tetrahedron.org, I'll spell that for you, it's TETRAHEDRON.ORG, a 25-page report that I submitted on December 11th nationally, explaining who was behind the anthrax mailings. It's called Anthrax Mailing Special Report, Industrial Espionage, and you can download it for free from that website, along with a lot of other free files. For people who want to get the books, let me give that toll-free number. I haven't given it yet. It's 888-508-4787. That's toll-free, 888-508-4787. Ask for the book, Death in the Air, Globalism, Terrorism, and Toxic Warfare. And you can ask also, if you're interested in the other books that I've mentioned during the show, there are package specials. You can get, like, all four books for a major discounted price.
Mila, our spy babe, you've got something to read for us.
Hey there. We have an email from Melissa from Brantford, and she wants to say she is a very big fan of the show. And what she wants to know to Lenny, to Bob, and Alex is for you guys. How do you go to sleep at night, and how safe do you feel knowing what you know?
Oh, so that would be for Len Horowitz.
I don't sleep.
And Bob, Lenny Bloom.
I don't sleep.
You don't feel safe.
I don't sleep. I haven't slept in about 5 years.
Bob Dobbs, you have an answer for that?
I don't believe anything we're talking about.
Okay, Len Horowitz.
Yeah, how do you sleep, Len?
Well, I sleep fine these days, but there was a period when I first became aware of this and started to accumulate the documentation that we did put out in the book, Emerging Viruses. I didn't sleep for 9 months when I had that document first come into my possession. The government contracts under which the AIDS and Ebola-like viruses were bioengineered by Litton. My wife's a Canadian, and we were living in Massachusetts, and she said, we better get the hell out of this country.
That's for sure.
Now, there was a little follow-up to that, wasn't there?
Yeah. She says, why are you allowed to do this? And in big capital letters, why don't they stop you?
I have a theory for that, but I mean, I'd like to hear everybody's. I just think because we are on the air, because Len has put out books, you're known, and if everybody disappears, the jig's up. So right now we're just flaky people, but if we disappeared, that would give credence to what we say.
Yeah, I'll give you something else, too. The fact is, you know, we're lone voices virtually crying in the wilderness, and they have such control over the mainstream media and the public's mind that they don't really need to worry about us. They can allow a few of us out, continuing doing what we're doing, and then they can declare, oh, we have a democracy and freedom of speech.
Exactly. Beautiful.
Instead of what they really have, which is a heavy dictatorship.
Exactly.
Okay, we have a call from Robert in Toronto. Thank you for holding forever.
Hi.
Robert.
Good evening. If anyone's interested in the Bioport connection and what the government's been involved with, try majorbates.com. Get the spelling right, you'll get some porn sites, and that'll give you the dope on what you need. And with regards to the failed antibiotics, the reason is that most of them fail is that they're synthetic. The DNA-based ones work. Note the name Natural Products as Antiviral Agents, 1992. Natural Products as Antiviral Agents. wanted to comment on the comments of Muammar Gaddafi on the weekend before the 9/11 incident of last year, actually the 2nd and 3rd of September, and the local radio stations and television stations covered this, and that was that the AIDS virus was created by the assistance of the Pentagon, has killed millions of lives in Africa, most of which are Muslim. How dare they do that? All of a sudden, these hits happen, and one of which was the Pentagon itself. The support for this position that, in fact, the AIDS virus was created by way of the auspices of the U.S. government. Try Dr. Day, drday.com. Lorraine Day, who's an orthopedic surgeon, head of a children's hospital, who has government documentation galore that indicates that this was created by the U.S. government.
If you call her, if you send it to us, we'll put it up on the website.
Absolutely.
Thank you, but thanks a lot. Have you got a question at all?
I just wanted to have people pay attention to Dr. Day's site and also the work of the magazine Rote Fahne.
Okay,
in Germany.
Listen, we need to get you to email us this stuff.
Yeah, email that stuff, for, and we'll get it up on the net.
That's right. Now, we are talking to Dr. Len Horowitz. We are actually about to go to a break, and we want to thank you for coming. Is there any final thought you want to leave us with?
I just think that the good news is that there is a spiritual renaissance. As dark as it's getting right now and evil as it seems, there is an equal spiritual renaissance that's occurring in not just my colleagues and friends, but all across the world. And as I traveled, I've been just blown out. There's so many good people, so much love, so many people are being raised up to the higher level challenges of today, and I know we win in the end. And I just say thank you guys for the opportunity to be with you. Folks listening, God bless you, and I look forward to seeing you in Toronto. I think it's October 5th.
And then hopefully you'll be able to come on the show with us live, and we look forward to having you here as a regular.
I'd love it, folks. I really would.
We'll
thanks
be,
so much.
God bless. Thanks
we'll
for coming.
We'll see you on October 5th. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you, Len.
Beautiful. Dr. Len Horowitz.
Yeah.
Lenny, that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. He's just one of the top guys in the underground and fighting the fight and taking the fight. And what we should do, that's, you know, I can't say anything more. The guy's just terrific.
Bob Dobbs, are you ready for the Android meme? Because we're going to go away, and when we come back, we'll be talking about how.
I believe in the Android meme.
Well, we're going to do, even though on the website, for those of you who have access to the site right now, we've had Enemy of the State up as the a movie that we're going to do tonight, but we decided at last minute, because things are going to hell, to do something on the Android meme and reveal it, and so we're going to play a clip from 2001 A Space Odyssey, which is a great movie, which is the Android meme, and of course 2001 A Space Odyssey was a film by Stanley Kubrick and Arthur C. Clarke, and it really shows the HAL 9000 computer, which mimics the human brain, and of course eventually the HAL 9000 computer became Mr. Smith in Matrix, and so we all lived for the last 30 years in an environment of miniaturization, as the HAL 9000 computer became so compact it could be fit in a Mr. Smith body. So let's play.
Well, you know, before we play it, let's go over to Video Dave
and get some comments.
Video Dave, thank you for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
All
good
right.
To be back.
Tell us what you have to say about this film.
Well, 2001. The key to 2001's mass appeal over the last three decades, 30 years now it's been, lies specifically in examining how the film has been interpreted, defined, and redefined over the past three decades. Now, the role of the supercomputer, HAL 9000, submits a theory of advanced man-made technology developing emotion, basic emotion, rather than relying specifically on motorized instinct. Now, this was examined recently in Spielberg's film Artificial Intelligence, rather poorly, in my opinion, but it was touched on the subject. Now, ironically, the film was meant to be Stanley Kubrick's final film. I don't know if people realize that AI was actually a Stanley Kubrick project in the works. Unfortunately, he never got to do it. Now, this is an interesting anecdote, and I'll get to what I'm going to say a little in a second here. If you take the next letter in the computer's name, HAL, and the next letter in the alphabet after each one, you get IBM.
Right.
Now, IBM subsequently played an integral role in the production of 2001 and in development of the film and production. Now, the question I'd like to pose to Bob or Bloom was, Arthur C. Clarke said, has been known to have said, that the association of HAL's name with the IBM attachment with Hal is pure coincidence, and the real meaning is derived from the words heuristic algorithmic. Now, could Hal have been inspired by a real supercomputer or an AI, an artificial intelligence, in the vaults of IBM, let's say? Is this feasible? Has this happened already, or is it in the works?
Over to you, Bob Dobbs.
Okay, Dave, we have to understand that when television came in the 50s and created an environment, that was an extension of our collective consciousness, just the fact that you had something that could replay live reality, live communication as content to us. Then after the television environment came the computer environment in the late 50s, early 60s. After the computer environment comes the satellite environment, which peaks in the late 60s. So what you have here is you have the beginning of technology coming live with the TV, then it gets its left hemisphere particularities with the computer, and then it gets its right hemisphere spherical environmental nodal point through the satellite. So what happens is that once the satellite environment is happening at the time of 2001, the movie, the computer has become an art form. TV became an art form, an old environment, which was enhanced by the Beatles, Don, Ed Sullivan, that whole television experience in the 60s. But then the computer comes in as a environment that turned TV into a art form. But when satellite comes in, the later stage in Android meme, and turns the old computer into an art form, we begin to notice the computer.
Bob,
that's
why
the meaning of 2001 is you're showing the Android meme particularities of the computer, and it's popular because the satellite is the hidden part of the Android meme at that point.
Okay, well, let's go in and play the cut we have from it. Interview with the HAL 9000
clip right now. Here we go.
Was not concerned about the problems of hibernation, for he was the latest result in machine intelligence. The HAL 9000 computer, which can reproduce, though some experts still prefer to use the word mimic, most of the activities of the human brain, and with incalculably greater speed and reliability. We next spoke with the HAL 9000 computer, whom we learned one addresses as Hal. Good afternoon, Hal. How's everything going?
Good afternoon, Mr. Aymer. Everything is going extremely well.
Hal, you have an enormous responsibility on this mission. In many ways, perhaps the greatest responsibility of any single mission element. You're the brain and central nervous system of the ship, and your responsibilities include watching over the men in hibernation. Does this ever cause you any lack of confidence?
Let me put it this way, Mr. Aymer. The 9000 series is the most reliable computer ever made. No 9000 computer has ever made a mistake or distorted information. We are all, by any practical definition of the words, foolproof and incapable of error.
All right, beautiful. Now, I want to go over to Video Dave for your final thought on this.
Hey, right off the wire, here's a news flash, and a wicked one at that. Stan Winston, the four-time Oscar-winning visual effects guru behind such films as Jurassic Park and the Terminator franchise, has officially secured the movie rights to a big-budget Hollywood version of Area 51. Now, the rumor mill has it that no one in the Hollywood system itself is interested in distributing this picture, and Winston himself has been receiving death threats. So there's some final food for thought.
Wow. Ooh, I wonder if he's sleeping at night. We've got Alex Jones here. Alex Jones last week was talking about 9/11 and the police state, and we want to have him back to talk about Bohemian Grove. That's really one of his, he's the expert on Bohemian Grove. So welcome to the show, Alex.
Well, gentlemen, I enjoyed having Mr. Bloom and Mr. Dobbs on my radio show, and it's a lot of fun to come back tonight. The main reason I focus on Bohemian Grove is because it's shades of Eyes Wide Shut and the Blair Witch Project kind of mixed together, and there have been a lot of mainstream reports about the occult activities going on in Northern California with the world leaders. And well, back in July of 2000, I snuck in and videotaped it and found out it's all true.
Now, can you tell us, where is Bohemian Grove?
Okay, it's about an hour and a half north of San Francisco. It's in Sonoma County, about 15 minutes west, pretty close to the coastline there in Northern California, west of Santa Rosa. And
is
the Bohemian Grove is in a very secluded area. It's a 2,700-acre redwood grove, you know, the huge, giant 300-foot trees, 1,000-year-old trees. Uncut grove in between two large hills, and there's only one real entrance to it, and there's sheer cliffs on the other side going down to a river named the Russian River. And for about 128 years, elitists have been going there. For about 100 years, presidents and other world leaders have been going there, and they get in red and black robes and conduct satanic rituals and do a lot of other horrible things.
Now, Alex, these are satanic rituals?
Well, certainly. I mean, I've shown it to people that are into the occult, and they say that's definite black magic. For the witch's point of view out there, they say, oh, well, that's black magic. But, of course, a Christian would watch it and say, my goodness, that's, you know, pure paganism. But it's they're worshiping Molech, who was a Canaanite deity that children were sacrificed to, that's in the secular histories as well as the Bible. So they're our world leaders, mainly conservative, so-called conservative leaders, go there, and it must be a real sick joke for them, all Christian family values, people buying that. Meanwhile, they're putting on red and black robes and worshiping Satan.
That's amazing.
Now, we have a question.
We actually have a caller in from Portland, Oregon. So very interesting.
No.
Hello, Ned. Thank you. Are you there, Ned?
Hi. Bob, I'm glad that we're hearing the mediacology side start to emerge, and because that's what my question is regarding your chart. The one that is included with the Bob's Mediacology package.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about this, Ned, but we're actually taking calls for Alex Jones on Bohemian Grove.
Oh.
I thought being near Portland, that might have something to do with it.
Well, hold on. I'm intrigued, though. I mean, hearing about this Mediacology information.
Well,
go ahead, Bob.
Give us some, then.
All right. You might want to tell people how they can get a hold of Bob's Mediacology. That's a real essential introduction.
But that is available on our website.
Okay. Yeah. That's your question.
So I'm looking at the my question is actually regarding the Android meme. You said on a radio interview that you did in 1994 that the present day matrix that we're inside of, the Android meme, which you're starting to talk about, is mimicking Aristotelian sensibilities, and that by 2020 we'll be flipping into our opposite as consistent with the laws of media, and our predominant sensibilities will become platonic. And I'd like to imagine what that will be like and how we're going to get there. So describe post-2020 for me.
Okay, well, good question. It supplements what I wanted to say about IBM and Space Odyssey 2001, which was a movie about the computer becoming an art form, that aspect of the Android meme, while the hidden part was the satellite. Now, what's the movie describing the satellite phase when it becomes visible? It's Slaughterhouse 5, 1972. And that is about the platonic view, the archetypal position where you're looking over the sensory matrix. So, yes, the Android meme offers a sensory matrix. We're lost in our Prozac situation and the miming of that by us and the Android meme, but it flips out into a transcendent position, which the Android meme seduces you into having, and that's when you lose contact with the people. This very meeting we're in, it creates a sense of transcendence. So the Android meme is fast strategies to isolate you and put you in a little bottle floating around the planet,
okay,
which Alex is fighting against.
Well, that was great, and I'm glad you called, Ned.
Beautiful.
Because now we did get Bob's final thought on 2001. So this
I have a thought on the Space Odyssey 2001.
Let's have it.
And Mr. Arthur C. Clarke. I mean, certainly it has those meanings that Bob Dobbs is bringing up here, but I would add the facet to it that it's also just got the base Illuminati angle of a bunch of people are going to have to die, but the advanced elitists, they get to go forward and, you know, see Lucifer ignite this new system.
Yes, that's platonic. That's the platonic vision.
Damon, thank you for calling Cloak and Dagger.
I saw a film on Bohemian Grove a little while back. Nelson Saul put it on. I'm just wondering, is Nelson Saul and Lenny Bloom the same person? Because
Produces the show, but he doesn't show up on the radio station.
Oh, okay.
And your question about the film?
Right. The question is, I saw the film, and there were, I don't know, 1,000 people watching what looked like a play of some sort.
Did you see
That's Secret Honor. No, Bohemian Grove. Alex got in there with a video camera somehow. I don't know. It just seems, I don't really think anything is going on there. I think it's a resort. I think people go there and have a good time. I think security would be much tighter if, in fact, something nefarious was going on there.
Well, hold on. I mean, let me talk just for a second. Now, folks can watch clips and look at photos and read about the history of the Grove, even the mainstream reports, at InfoWars.com. That's my website. Or just type in Bohemian Grove. You should get information on it. But what do you expect? Do you expect this Luciferian Babylon mystery religion Illuminati ceremony to be an Anton LaVey guy in a red pajamas with plastic horns dancing around with a big busted blonde? It's a bunch of old men. It's the Federal Reserve Chairman. It's the past Ronald Reagan. Today it's George Bush and his father. I have the annals of the Bohemian Grove. Why don't you try to go there? Hundreds of police blocking the entrance. Hundreds of them. We're talking Secret Service, just on and on and on. We snuck in there. We got the footage of what they're doing there, and it is done stylized. That's where plays come from, was establishing rituals, and then over time they were expanded. So this was done with regalia. This was done with pomp and circumstance, as you would see world leaders do it. Why don't you read Helmut Schmidt's Men in Powers? He was the German chancellor before Helmut Kohl, now it's Gerhard Schroeder. Helmut Schmidt's own autobiography, he wrote it, Men in Powers. He says, I'm a trilateralist, I'm a CFR member, we run the world, I love the Druid rituals under the trees of Bohemian Grove, it's my favorite place on earth. Now that's the German chancellor saying he loves the Druid rituals, Men in Powers. Helmut Schmidt.
Awesome.
Yeah, and in the film it's very, very easy to perceive that they bring a corpse on a boat across a river and then burn the corpse.
I have the programs they hand out to the members going back like 10 years. I got them from Mary Moore, who protested each year with hundreds of people. We had like almost 1,000 this last year. Every poster is a skeleton, a child being stomped on by the owl and blood running out. You need to do more research, sir. You just don't understand. They had a murder investigation in 1982 outside the area, but guess who conducted the investigation of the dead kids?
Who's that?
The Sonoma County Sheriff's Department that runs security for the Grove.
All right, now let's get to another call. You're listening to Cloak and Dagger on Mojo Radio, and we're going to go over to Caroline in Oakville. Thank you for calling.
I just was listening to Alex Jones. I've seen that video myself, and I was just curious. He said there was a corpse brought over. When I saw that video, I thought I heard, I wasn't being sensational, but other people wondered, well, we heard some screaming. It's my understanding they don't necessarily bring a dead person's body over and burn it. They bring over a live person because that's the sacrifice.
Well, that was Bob Dobbs, and what he's saying is, there's a, well, no, I mean, but I agree. We don't know if it's living, dead, paper mache. They're bringing what they say is a body across. They tell you it's an effigy. It's just like the New York Observer last year. Mr. Rosenbaum got video of the throat slitting by the world leader's children, the blood spraying, oh, Satan, we love you. This was shown on ABC News, and it's revelation of the method. They say, oh, just accept that this is just fraternal fun. Then as old men, they go here and do mock human sacrifices. The point is, if my neighbor was doing a mock human sacrifice, I wouldn't want him walking my dog or keeping my kids, much less babysitting the big red button. So, yes, there are screams of pain. Please don't burn me. Please don't kill me. Yes, we're going to burn you. Fire will have its will of thee, and we will read the signs in your ashes, the high priest in white says. We will read the signs in your ashes is true Druid or ancient mystic behavior, burning the bull, burning the ox, burning the person, burning the child, reading the signs. It's like reading the tea leaves. Bob Dobbs or Lenny, any comments?
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a shocking and a very, very spine-chilling video. And if you go to mojoradio.com and go to the Cloak and Dagger site, you can get to Infowars.com and you can order copies of it. I suggest you buckle up your seatbelt and put on your helmet, change your name, and watch it.
Now, we're going to go to a commercial, but can you stick with us for a final thought, Alex Jones?
Hey, I'm honored to be on this exciting show. I do interviews almost every day, and I enjoy doing this one.
Hello, Sleeper.
Hi, how's it going?
Very good.
Got a question for Alex Sleeper?
Well, not so much a question, but I'm getting people here freaking out about this Bohemian Grove thing in the chat rooms. Just go, get out, get out. And I'm liming off all the Video Dave research that proves it. I mean, it's in Dragnet, you know, these comedy films. It's all these movies that show all the rituals in California.
You're right. It's revelation of the method. They have to prepare us subconsciously to accept it now as they bring it more and more out into view. In fact, one of the best examples I have, and there's hundreds, is the Bishop of Canterbury just last week, the big Protestant leader in England, did a Druid ritual which he unsheathed the 6-foot, 6-inch sword 3 times and worshipped the horned god. Now, they can say, well, that's Druid or that's Wiccan. give me a break, folks. The Protestant leader becomes a Druid chieftain. Here's one out of U.S. News and World Report, July 22nd, 2002 edition. The cover story was America's Best Hospitals. On page 8, Clinton 666. Clinton wants 666 trees planted at his Little Rock Presidential Library. Well, why did they put that in an important news section? It's all conditioning. I see hundreds of such psychological warfare attacks daily, softening us up to accept what these creatures truly are. If you were a predator species over your own species, would you not have a religion of predators and do what thou wilt? And that's all these guys are doing. They tell you they're Christian conservatives. In truth, they're blood-drinking demons.
Well, that's interesting, because when you say that they reported it, first of all, it's crazy that Clinton would order 666 trees. But the fact that they'd report it in mainstream, that is crazy.
Yeah, I think it really shows, Alex and Bob, that really now the world is now science fiction. There's literally no limits to the control that can be induced upon the population by technology as it currently exists.
This is a test. This is letting the world know, hey, you know, we are diametrically opposed to what you think America is. Get used to it. This is a shift. They're telling us America's different after 9-1-1, and then what do? We want 666 trees. The Protestant leader is a Druid. He worships the Horn God.
Alex, what you have here is that theater came out of the Eleusinian Mysteries, the pagan rituals of thousands of years ago. What we have now, just to conclude the point about the Android meme, is the Android meme, which is the media complex, the media simplex we live in, is acting out the Eleusinian Mysteries in form on the population 24 hours a day.
I've got to have you back on my show, you and Mr. Bloom. You guys are awesome, and I've been honored to be on the show, and I want to get you guys back on my broadcast next week, because I got a big response, and it's good to run into folks that really understand the true scope of this thing. And if we can just show somebody that scope, there's no going back, folks. There's no going back. This is reality. This is getting outside the matrix and looking at it from the outside.
Now, let's go over to Sleeper for a moment. Sleeper, do you have a final thought for us?
Well, I was going to bring up Dr. Horowitz's work with the viruses when people are skeptical of manufactured designer gene viruses, designer biological warfare. We see that on the Internet every day because people are under the impression that the viruses created for computer networks are some high school kid in Montreal or some person here. Those are attacks. Those are multi-billion dollar...
And every time the globalists introduce a new bill to regulate free speech on the net, to get it passed, that day there's a massive hack attack and virus release. Folks, that is not a zit-faced kid. Real hackers are trying to stop the government from doing this and trying to fix the damage.
Yeah.
That's right. It's the virus doing it there. So what we heard on the show today is that they're not just computer and medical viruses, but spiritual viruses too.
Sleeper, when I go on Alex's show next time, I will elaborate on Horowitz's theme. The key term is viral debilitant. That is what the AIDS virus was. It was a manufactured, and the technical term, I was there when they were discussing it 30 years ago, viral debilitant.
Well, it's a soft kill. It's a soft kill weapon. It's meant to debilitate, yeah.
Well, I want to thank everybody. This has been a very fast-moving show. I can't believe 2 hours is already gone. We will be back next Sunday from 9 to 11. Alex Jones, I'd like to thank you very much.
Gentlemen, I appreciate you having me on the show, and if you want to learn more about Bohemian Grove or September 11th, Infowars.com.
All right. I'd like to thank Nick and Carla here in the studio for making us sound so good. Neela for looking so good on the camera, for those of you who are checking her out on the webcam. And, of course, Bob Dobson, Lenny Bloom, as always. Thank you so much to Video Dave and Sleeper. We are out of here, and we'll be back next week.
Eat commercials.
Bob.
Eat virtual.